This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Actually, that was a pretty good job. Who's the kid that did that again?
Linnell Willingham.
Willingham. Okay. Well, the young man that joined us now needs no real introduction. We call him T-Mass. We call him Thunder. He's a bad man. Tony Massenburg. And Mass, man, when I mention your name around the bullpen, man, people get nervous. It's like they said something wrong and they do something. You strike fear into people, man. Does that bother you that people are uncomfortable sometimes in your presence?
Doc, you a funny dude, man. You a funny dude, brother. One of the best to ever do it, man. I got to give it to you, brother. You keep me cracking up, man.
No, man, I told him, I said, man, Mass is coming on. People, man, they just like, I said, Lord have mercy. I go, the young fellas, how did this young, I really am impressed. Just impressed when you get these young men taking the University of Maryland right now, and that when I see bigs play, to take a tune out of a very popular song with style and grace, to where they are comfortable being big and smooth. And I just wanted you to assess the two bigs at Maryland right now as they get ready to take on Sparty and the boys Wednesday night. But from your vantage point as a man who's been there and done that, your assessment of the two Terps?
Well, I'm going to start with the obvious one, with the freshman and Derek Queen. When I look at him, I call him Baby Joker, right?
Okay.
And the reason
okay.
being, the,
yes.
the reason
yes.
being, yeah, the reason being is because the way
what a
he
compliment.
The way he goes about being effective is very Joker-like. Nice jump shot out to, you know, three-point range. Great ball handler, especially for a big. Great mm-hmm. passer for mm-hmm. Of the basketball for a big. Sees the floor well. These are things that I'm looking at this young man as a freshman, and I'm saying to myself, combined with the, you know, with him being legit 6'10". Is okay. This game is not reliant upon athleticism, and he's got good size, and he's got great hands, and he can score the basketball, and he can rebound the basketball. Mm-hmm. So you look at him, and that's why he's kind of taking the world by storm as a freshman, because those are things that, you know, unless you can match that skill set, you know, at that size, there's not a whole lot you can do with it. So that's what makes him effective, and it's the reason why he's, you know, on the draft board, you know, climbing the draft board literally as we speak, if he, you know, decides to come out. I look at Juju, vast improvement offensively around the basket. You know, that was the one thing that I always said. He needed to be able to make some of those 10-foot shots, 12-foot shots in there. He's got to be able to convert those. and be active around the basket. Well, both those areas I've seen him improve significantly in this year. And you combine that with the fact that he was already pretty solid on the boards, and you know, he can block shots here and there. He runs the floor pretty well. And you put those two things, you know, you pair these two skill sets together, you know, along with Juju being, you know, almost 6'10", yet 6'9 and a half or whatever they list him, he's pretty close to 6'10". You know, okay, that's great size, you know, on a college team. And both these guys can really get up and down the floor, which enables them to run with those good guards that they have.
Yeah, it's interesting in watching the collegiate game. The youngsters play, of course, the three-point. It's not going anywhere. So what I'm also looking for now, guys that can extend themselves, that will play defense, that can run and will defend, and can they handle? There's so many things that I'm wondering, what are your prerequisite skill sets now for bigs as you judge a big? What are you looking for?
Well, the modern-day big, first of all, now, again, this is going to vary amongst, you know, GMs and coaches depending on what they need and what their philosophy is. And my definition of a big is a guy who can, first of all, rebound, block shots, score inside, then on the offensive side, be a threat out to the three-point line as well as be a good passer of the basketball. Right, that's the modern day big, because the modern day big is no longer a shot blocker and a strictly a you know, from the offensive standpoint, just around the basket. That no longer is the blueprint. That's not to say that it still can't be effective, because it is. I think Zach Edey is proving that, and even he has stretched, you know, his game out to the perimeter a little bit. But that's the modern day big, you know, basically a center that has point guard skills who can still do all the things that you would expect from a big man.
Okay, which is a good segue to get to the NBA, Anthony, and I know that's your game, so you lead us into the NBA.
Love the NBA, man. I mean, even just coming off the weekend, I think the big news, like, post All-Star break, the Luka, the AD, and the fact that is still, like, lingering. You look at what the Lakers did to the Nuggets, who had won 9 straight heading into that game against the Lakers. What Jokic has, you know, consistently done. Where would you say you have the Lakers as, you know, prime contenders when you just look at the makeup of their team? Because, again, they don't have a big. They don't have what you're describing. From the queens of the world, the Jokic's of the world, the Embiid's of the world. They don't have what you're describing right now, but yet they are able to, you know, go out there, contend, and blow out one of the NBA's best.
Well, I have the Lakers as a dark horse. And I say that meaning, you know, there were people who were saying they questioned whether or not the whole Laker mix with LeBron and Luka was actually going to work. And I never understood that. Like, I never understood why somebody would question whether or not they'd be able to play together. Because I think LeBron's element of unselfishness, of naturally deferring and wanting to pass the basketball, would work perfectly with Luka, who's ball dominant and a great scorer, right? So I don't really see the contrast there. I think what we're starting to see, or potentially could start to see based off the last game we just saw with the Lakers, is that these two not only can play together, but they can flourish together. And the one thing that they both can do respectively is raise the level of play with the guys around them. So if you got two of these guys, then maybe it's actually good for the team, and maybe they'll be able to get some more out of the pieces that they have. And despite the fact that they don't have a big, which, you know, outside of Joker and Embiid, you know, there's not really a whole lot of bigs left. You know, Anthony Davis, you can throw him in there, but they're not really, it's not a league of dominant bigs anymore, which is part of the reason why these three guys stand out as much as they do, is because, you know, they are exceptions to the rule because of the way the game has changed. But they're able to adapt to that. So if you're the Lakers, you got two dynamic wing players, and if you're just able to fill in the pieces around them, meaning if you can get serviceable minutes out of the Lakers spot, I mean out of the center spot, then I think you could have a chance to do something. You know, it may be a situation where the Joker gets 50, but you still are able to beat the Denver Nuggets in the seven game series. I don't know, but I know that you got two dynamic wings and who are able to raise the level of play of others. And to me, that just gives the Lakers a chance if both of those guys are healthy.
You know, I've always enjoyed Jimmy Butler. I don't care. I started watching when he was in, I think, Minnesota, and then Chicago and Philadelphia, Miami. I see a different demeanor in Golden State, and I like what I see. He kind of makes them whole again. And I don't think it's far-fetched, the word I'm hearing coming out of Golden State. What's your assessment of the potential of the Warriors now coming out of the West, for real?
Well, I'll start by saying I'm not ruling them out. I think they got better. I think they absolutely got better. But, again, I still will worry about them a little bit on their front line. I think they're probably more together on the front line, maybe a little bit more so than the Lakers because they get a little bit more out of their bigs, and their offense is not so much even really relying upon having a center if you're playing for the Warriors. But I love the addition of Jimmy Butler and the toughness and the fact that his game actually contrasts with Steph in a way that he doesn't need the ball at all to be effective. And still be able to give you a lot statistically. I think the Warriors got better. I don't think they are an actual threat to come out of the West, though. That's what I'll say. Not right now. I think there may be a couple of pieces away, but mm-hmm. not as currently constructed. I think they need a little bit more than Jimmy Butler.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right, but I'm just saying. You have a little bit more trust in Genie in them than I do. And so we'll see. I tell you what it has done now. It's re-energized a lot of people on the West, and I'm still not done with Dallas because until I see Anthony healthy playing with Kyrie, and with Kyrie who's inspired right now, I don't think they're done.
Well, if you can get a healthy Anthony Davis, now again, right. How many years, me and you, been sitting here saying that? I mean, how much extra money would we have in our pockets, Doc, if we had a dollar for every time we said that over the years? If Anthony Davis is healthy, no disrespect to the dude, I love his talent, but it's always been a question mark, and so I've always struggled to try to. Forecast what could happen with any team that he's associated with because of that. But that being said, if he's healthy and Daniel Gafford is healthy, because that's a huge one, because that will put AD at the four.
It's a good man.
That would make them very formidable, defensively. That's a formidable front line right there with them two. You got two great shot blockers and two good rebounders. So, you put that along in there with Kyrie and if Klay Thompson can just, catch and shoot along with some of the other guys they got. Yeah, man, Dallas has a chance. That's what's so wild about the West this year. You say that about Dallas. You can say it about OKC. You can say that about the Lakers. Right situation, the Denver Nuggets, are they really out of it? Like, do we know? Sure. You know what I mean? So it's a lot going on in the West right now. Memphis, making noise. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, we always talk about the West, and how loaded it is. When you look at the East, though, I feel like we got two front runners for real. We got the Celtics, and you have the Cavs.
Yes.
Who do you like to come out of the East so far?
Right now, I think the Celtics are the team to beat. Mm-hmm. I think the Cleveland Cavaliers are to be respected. But again, because I haven't seen it happen in the playoffs, but this year I think something about it feels a little bit different to me with the Cavaliers. I think when you look at the way they're playing and the team chemistry, to me it seems like it's really, really working for them right now. And the acquisition, I think, of DeAndre Hunter from Atlanta, that was huge. You know, and you pair that with alongside, this huge front line that they already have. And Jared Allen has stepped his game up this year a lot. You know, I like what I've seen from him. You know, you look at Donovan Mitchell, he's been great. And you know, it's just, the young fellas play. I mean, it's they got a lot going, man. And so this might be the year for Cleveland, but we're going to see. We're going to see. I think that DeAndre Hunter trade, enables them to play really big because they can put him on the wing to contend with a Tatum or a Brown and still be, keep their front line. And that could be problematic for Boston. I don't know. I don't know, but we'll see.
I definitely think so. And then what about the Knicks, though? I feel like coming into the season.
Anthony.
I'm just saying, though. I mean,
Come on, Anthony.
I know they haven't done much.
Why didn't
much.
You ask them about the 76ers, too?
Now, we don't need to talk about the 76ers, but I know after the Knicks traded for Karl Anthony Towns, everybody was saying, all right, now they're a legit contender. But guess what? When they've played the best of the best, they've gone 0-2 against OKC. They've gone 0-2 against Boston, and they – have gone 0-2 against Cleveland as well, and they aren't just losing; they're getting blown out. So if they're going to turn things around, because again, there's still a lot left in the season, and when March comes around, April comes around, if they're playing better basketball, they could have a legitimate shot as well.
They could have a chance. They could have a chance, but I don't like being the forecaster of bad news. But let me just put it in a historical context.
Okay.
What has generally happened? What happened last year to the New York Knicks in the playoffs? Long story short.
Yep.
Guys kept getting hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
They lost a lot of guys to injuries over the course of the playoffs, and it ended up costing them because guys started basically breaking down and were to the point where they were unable to play at the level that they needed to in order for the team win, or they were outright injured and couldn't play at all. That is partly due to how many minutes they play over the course of the season, because the New York Knicks starters lead the league in the highest amount of minutes played. So yeah. That is something, that is a stat that is relatively consistent with their coach, with Tom Thibodeau. That's what he rides his starters a lot of minutes. And what traditionally happens, what has happened historically for the last couple of years, is his team seem to more or less run out of gas in the playoffs, and a lot of people think it has a lot to do with the fact that they play such heavy minutes, short rotations. I don't see this year being any different right now. So I could be wrong. I think the Karl Anthony Towns acquisition was great, but when I look at the Knicks overall, I just they don't have a lot depth-wise. I think losing Hartenstein to OKC was, that was a huge loss that I don't think they'd ever really recovered from, despite getting Karl Anthony Towns. But because I think defensively and rebounding-wise, I think, they rely on Cat a lot for that. But outside of that, they're not the best. And if they can get Mitchell Robinson back, I think that would be huge for them. But even then, not sold on the Knicks, not just yet.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to really work when the coach has a little bit more juice than the GM. Your big picture seems to get skewed. That's always open for debate. I think in my perfect structure, I'd like the GM to have more juice. I do. I just
that's kind of the way it's been. But again, depending on you the business side of this thing depends on who running it and the owner's approach to how he wants it, wants things handled. He may be more hands on or hands off, and that can determine the future, of where your franchise goes.
Yeah. Well, Your time with us was priceless, man. We appreciate you sharing with our audience, man. When you come on, our people get smarter. And we people, they're placing these wages. We want all our people to win and be able to say that they heard it here listening to the Hoffman Show. So, hey, man, enjoy. And can't wait to hook up with you again. I know you're still pushing iron, right?
Yeah. I don't get in there as much as I need to lately, but holidays and stuff kind of threw me off. But I'll be back.
No, you look good.
That's part of my room. That's part of my routine.
Yeah, you look good. Tony, appreciate you, man. It's priceless. Thank you.
Always. Thanks for having me, Doc.
The one and only, folks. The one and only T-Mass. Tony Massenburg, as Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best. We got to pay some bills. We take a break. We come back. We continue right here on the Hoffman Program. DOC, DHing, along with super producer Anthony Haney.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Been a nice ride. I sure hope Hoffman actually had some fun, took some time off, took his shoes off, and as Coach Thompson used to say, just wiggled his toes a little bit. Because I guarantee you, once he gets to St. Elmo Steakhouse, as he calls it, quote, work for the combine, he's going to definitely be having a good old-fashioned time.
Did you suggest he go there?
Craig already knows the layout.
Oh, my bad. Excuse me, Mr. Craig Hoffman.
Yeah, Hoffman, St. Elmo's. And whatever you do, don't touch that. What do you call it? It's not hot sauce.
The horseradish?
That horseradish. Oh, my God. I almost had to be hospitalized once with that.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's awful. Awful. I don't know how anybody can do that and call it enjoyment. But they're there for a good reason. B. Mitch coined the phrase the underwear Olympics. And I love it. Because it's somewhat comical to me. I'm a game film guy, like with Craig and the Bruin. Everything that I watch, I'm watching you on tape in a game. You spinning around cones and doing all that stuff, I have very little value to me. Football is played in a game-like environment against other people in uniform. That's my highest value evaluation is in that. But this is entertaining. I'll give it that. What's your take on the combine?
I mean, I get excited for the combine when I see, you know, the offensive linemen, defensive linemen going out there running 4.7s, 4.8s. I think it's really impressive.
Because, I guess if somebody fumbles and you got to go catch the guy that got the ball, I guess it'll pay off.
I mean, Jordan Davis being able to get from sideline to sideline is pretty impressive. Like, he's 300, like over 300.
Yeah, he's,
and he's moving at 4.7. Or Trent Williams, when Trent Williams ran the 40.
Yeah.
And he ran a 4.7. I'm just like, bruh, are you serious? Yeah. People this big should not be moving that fast.
Yeah, so, it's crazy. Crazy.
I get excited for that.
Trent could have played defense and made a fortune too, but I mean, I just think there's two. I'm good with that, but that doesn't move it for me. I need a dude that's going to bust skulls. Mm. And if he's going to do it, it's on tape. It's already documented. All this other stuff, it chews up time. It's great. You get to go to St. Elmo's. Hell, I wish I was there because of St. Elmo's, not because of the combine. I can tell you that straight up. And when I used to watch my boy from ESPN running in the suit, run the 40, those are my highlights.
Oh, yeah. Nah, those are actually little funny segments. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Yeah. When Caleb didn't throw, I was like, so what? Now you got guys now, the badass from Penn State, the edge rusher. He's not going to participate. I don't blame him. What did you not see when he played?
Yeah.
And he's coming off a hammer. So, but what did you not see when he played? So, you know, I think a lot. I always think about, I think his name was Frank Mamulu. A kid came out of, with the Eagles drafted him. He played like 10 seconds. They thought they found the next guy. Why? Because he can run through cones? B. Mitch nailed that thing, man. I just go, if it beats Netflix, only because I know somebody's going to call and ask about it, and I have an obligation, you know, to pay attention. Other than that, if I didn't think any of you were going to call and ask me about it, I wouldn't watch a second of it.
But, Doc, does it not excite you when you see somebody go out there and run a 4.240? Like that?
I
like
want to see the big guys.
The
big guys.
Okay.
I love seeing the big fellas run it.
Okay.
A little dude's supposed to be fast. If he ain't fast, he dead. See, he better be fast. So I'm going with that. But having seen Daryl Green up close, once you see a human being run that fast regularly, I guess that's what I've been jaded by. Really, I'm not the person to see because I saw him in practice. I saw him running a 40. When you get comfortable with seeing somebody that fast, you get comfortable with it. And then you see him in the game catch Dorsett. You see, you become numb to it because, well, we saw it in practice. We saw it. I guess it's freakish when you don't get to see it in person, see it live. It's unbelievable. Just raw speed. And you're right. What you're saying, you're absolutely right. I just took it for granted because I got to see him every day. See him in one-on-ones. See him run the 40. See him train. See him run them hills. When you see great, the boy played 20 years.
Yeah.
So I got used to his greatness. So I've been jaded by it. So now I don't get impressed. Somebody say, hey, man, I ran 4. I just saw 4.3. I go, and what's your point?
Hey.
I'm jaded.
I see.
Daryl messed me up.
I see, man.
He messed me up.
Some real nostalgia. That's what I hear.
Well, I'm just being honest with you.
That's fair.
We are.
You lived it.
We are what our past has dictated.
Uh-huh.
For what we've been through. I've seen really big people run really fast. So it just, I'm not taken back by that now. Because I've seen it. Seen Dexter. You've seen it. When people go, oh my God, well, we saw it every day. When you see it, you go, oh, okay. You get used to it. That's what they say. You get used to it. But I'll let y'all go. Who's your guy you pulling for at the combine? You got to have – is somebody from Syracuse good at this? Must be.
Going to the combine this year? Yeah. I mean, Kyle McCord, our quarterback,
yeah.
He's probably going to go. He's probably going to throw from him. Who else? Maybe LaQuint Allen, our running back. We got some mm-hmm. receivers. We got some linebackers.
I'll pray for him.
We'll see. We'll see.
I'll pray for him. You know, because of what Jalen did in the Super Bowl, there's going to be a lot of people. That young man out of Alabama, I'm looking for my wild card at quarterback. It's going to be one. It may not be an instant, like instant oatmeal, but it is going to be somebody in this group. That kid out of Ole Miss kind of intrigues me.
Dart.
Yeah, this is all about quarterbacks, man. I don't care what nobody says. It's edge rushers and quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Edge rushers, corners, quarterbacks. If you can find me somebody coming off that edge, which you got the kid out of Penn State with reckless abandonment, what are the five guys that we're going to be talking about next year as impact freaks of nature? That's why I watch the combine. I'm not going to see it because they're not in pads. You can't impress me if you're not in pads playing football. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Because you play the game in pads. I want to see that. And if you were going to be all that, I'd have film on you doing it. So am I supposed to believe that you all that in shorts, but I never saw it in pads? I wish the scout would come back and report to me some guy he got excited about if he couldn't marry it and match it up with film. Or practice film. You can even do it in practice, I'll give you credit for it. But you have to have done it somewhere at some time. I can't do a hypothetical and put draft capital after that. Too many people get burned. Do you know how many washouts there are in this? This is not an exact science. It's very difficult. Most of these people fail. You see the guys at the MVPs, a lot of them go at the end of the first round, not the first pick. A lot of the first pick are busts. So it's a lot of money thrown away on this, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. One thing for sure, I know that this time slot will be full of guys busting their tail to give you the best coverage in America. That I can guarantee. Because Hoffman won't be gone long, I promise you that, because he's a junkie. And you just work on getting that game together, that pickup game.
I got you, Doc.
You and the big fella.
I got you.
Yeah, thing I want
to
see
he's
that.
Been calling me out. He wanted to come to my humble abode. I invited him. And you know what he did? Much like he did last time.
He
stood me
up.
Exactly, he didn't show up.
He's a no-show.
He was going to be late. And the thing
is,
I didn't have time to wait around this time.
He's always late.
I had to leave.
Yeah, he's always late. That's why I can't take anybody serious that doesn't value punctuality. It's the worst trait you can ever exhibit mm-hmm. in business. As a lack of respect for someone else's time. Just can't tolerate it. It's been a blast. God bless all of you. Keep it right here. Let's keep rolling. I mean, I say why stop when it gets going good? Keep doing it for Brother Hoffman. And the best. I'm out.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.